Has Michael Keaton been confirmed as the Vulture? Is Zendaya playing Mary Jane? Are the X-Men going the way of Dark Phoenix? And most importantly, what is up with Fox and Marvel? Will we ever find out? We'll find out here on Marvel Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
Welcome to this week's Marvel Movie News. This is episode 108, and yes, we are coming to you live from the quiet room. Because we have lots of Inhuman glory to discuss today. We will tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are about the madness. And this week does seem like madness. You can subscribe to us on iTunes at youtube.com/popcorntalk. You can find us on Popcorn Talk's website, popcorntalknetwork.com, which is how the internet works. You can follow us on Twitter at MarvelNewsPTN, on Facebook at facebook.com/MarvelNewsShow. And if you tweet or share or in any way tell your mom about us while we're on the air, Doom and his all-knowingness will retweet you and join us here.
Doom demands tweets and really wants to know what's in that sexy-looking box on the table.
It's real sexy. It's real sexy. So this is box one.
Do you want to flip it up so they can see?
It'll give a little flavor. So Loot Crate is doing a glorious thing, and it ends today at 9 p.m. And we're going to get into this later, but for now,
Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m.
PST, that's true. 6 p.m. for you lovely East Coasters. So this...
That's not how time works, Colin.
6 and 9 and numbers and Doctor no. Strange, and we are all knowing and all time.
Oh my goodness.
It's midnight East.
Yeah, it's the other way. It's the other way.
I'm from Boston, too, so I've just been lost for a long time. It's October, right?
Oh, it is coming off strong today.
It's halfway through November. Oh. Coffee.
So,
boys visiting from an alternate dimension.
Yes.
The sun goes the other way.
We welcome him to Earth 616.
Sets in the West. Oh, this makes sense now. So, I am Coy Jandreau, knower of time, at CoyJandreau. We're joined by the lovely Markia McCarty, at MARKA.
No!
This is why Matt pitches it to you. I'm running away. It's all yours.
MARKEIAMCCARTY.
She does it so pretty, like I can't. And the ever wonderful Benjamin Dunn.
Hi.
He is at Dungeman on the Twitters.
I didn't think that I would have the easiest Twitter handle here.
Because we spell out our names.
Yeah, and like all the vowels in both of our names of like, figure it out, fans.
I think I got a bingo.
And we are also joined by the voice of Doom, Sir Zach Wilson, and Colt Bedeau tweeting from the Starjammer. Now, this week is a real weird week because we are basically discussing ideas of things. Like, these things are things that are happening, but we're not really sure of any of them. We have a lot of rumors, we have a lot of conjecture. So we're gonna get through some small news stories first, and then we'll break into the stuff that we all want to talk about, which is the crazy Fox stuff and that crazy new show that just got announced yesterday. But first, Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
He's the Vulture.
Ding!
Didn't we know? Didn't we always know? And
that's pretty great.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
At least something that was rumored to happen actually happened.
That's true.
In this last week, I just gave up on everything.
Because it's nice. Like, this might be a thing, that might be a thing. Oh, yep. Wait.
Oh.
Why do you ask questions to which you already know the answers?
That's Kevin Feige just being like, yeah, he's the Vulture. There was a rumor he might be the Tinkerer. There was a chance he might be some other things. So, I mean, it's cool to have confirmation, and now we can picture that awesome previs stuff with him for sure.
Yeah, that Birdman is now the Vulture.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little on the nose.
The right? Meta-ness of that.
Or the beak.
He's here all week, folks. He's here all week.
There was no coffee in the kitchen.
So...
Ooh. Sorry,
so
I love my water.
I love that we're basically getting the character that he already played in a self-aware version of another character he already played for the DC universe. Like, it's like a next tier of meta.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm gonna play a commentary on my other hero, and now I'm gonna play a villain commentary on that Oscar film. Go, Mike Keaton.
I just want to know how Mr. Burns he's gonna play it.
Oh, I hope all the way.
Like, he just goes full Mr. Burns.
I just
Burns.
Full oh, accident.
That'd be fantastic. I just want to see him in the gripping boots, like the claws.
I'm really excited. Now, on the Spider-Man vein, they have come back out again. And now it's always been a question of, is she, isn't she? There's been rumor, there's been quasi-confirmation. According to the most recent, Zendaya is not Mary Jane. So
right, the Michelle character or something.
Right,
right. Who's an actual character?
Right, but yeah. She's a character from his adult life and who's a cop and stuff.
So it's like,
so she's not. Okay. I mean, most likely not that character.
But it's like, again, are they going Smallville with this?
Right,
she's gonna be a hall monitor.
She's just now Peter.
I'm sorry. I'm just gonna ruin everything.
Let me just make these things like the sad version. But then again, Ned Leeds is someone that wasn't in Peter Parker's life until the Daily Bugle, and right. He is his best friend, which was confirmed today that he was basically... Ned Leeds is a character that becomes the Hobgoblin. He's kind of a rival at the Daily Bugle. So it is possible that they're like retroactively putting these adult versions of the characters as children. So she might play Michelle. She might play a character that isn't usually in his young adult life. But it seems that she is not Mary Jane, and I'm cool with whatever because I'm glad excited she's for the in movie.
It. Yeah, and it seems like she's a possible. She still seems like the romantic lead, or like.
Oh, that's the rumor that she's not. Is that she's not involved romantically?
Not at all.
Yeah, that's the
wow.
Way. The
he's
way
just a loner.
He's a
loner.
Dealing with
high
books.
School loner.
He's just doing chemistry.
Okay, well, she's a force to be reckoned with, so I'm glad she's in it, no matter what.
I also like the idea of introducing Mary Jane later. Personally, I've always seen it as he's young, he's figuring out who he loves, he's got Betty Brandt, he's got all these girls he's swooning over, he meets Gwen Stacy, discovers what love is, and then Mary Jane is his life. So, like, I think you need to get there, and you shouldn't start there. Like, you need to know what love is before you can have love, and it's too early to know what love is.
You're like a song, Coy.
I just think like that love's the most song. Important thing, and Peter Parker should find love.
Love everyone. Love.
Well, I mean, obviously he does, and then, you know, he just gives it up when his aunt, who is 90 years old, gets shot by a bullet.
Wow.
You know what's important?
So obviously he didn't
you know,
too much. I'm sorry, it's still a sticking
just,
point to me.
Just
it's
going right back.
Still a sticking point to me.
He's like, I will never give this
it's
up.
It's been retconned 8 times, and Ben's like, that one time it happened. It haunts me.
You know.
Forever. Hey, at least Gwen Stacy didn't have kids with Norman Osborn. What have you done? Anyway, moving on away from the darkness of comics into the darkness of the Phoenix. Fox.
Nice segue. I like that. That was nice.
So rumor is that Fox is not done making X-Men movies because we keep hearing they are, and that the next one they're going to do is the Dark Phoenix saga. Now, if you saw Apocalypse, you know that was not just hinted, it was all but said. So we've now had two Bryan Singer movies where they've been like, hey, we're gonna do the Phoenix, and then Bryan Singer leaves. So I'm wondering what Bryan Singer's X-Men Phoenix saga would have been. I'm wondering if he's gonna come back. He's got a lot in his plate. He's doing a 20,000 Leagues movie. He's producing a bunch of stuff. I just find it really interesting that the story he clearly wants to tell so badly just keeps getting set up and just being like, so what do you guys think
about
that?
Was that taken away from him, or
basically he did X-Men 2 and the end of X-Men 2 was the Phoenix rising from the water.
I don't know. Yes.
And then X-Men 3, he was supposed to do, but scheduling of Superman Returns messed it up.
Right.
So now he was supposed to do the next movie and he was all but signed on. And then the scheduling of 20,000 Leagues messed it up.
It's almost like an urban legend could be made about the Dark
just
Phoenix.
Just the curse
saga.
Of the Dark Phoenix. Bryan Singer's Phoenix thing. but like, what do you guys think of a Dark Phoenix movie with the new cast? Like the, you know, Sophie Turner, and those fellas.
Right, well, depending if they'll keep the cast. I mean, Fox likes to switch things around.
They
so
just introduced them. It was supposed to be a soft reboot.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be Sophie Turner, because it would be silly for them to remove her after just one movie. That being said, just comparing the two between, like, the original Jean Grey and then her, it's, like, she's a really fun actress. I want to be as diplomatic as possible here, but she's kind of boring.
She needs a lot to be the Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, like, there's more to her than just crying and then exploding.
I think that's fair. I think that the Dark Phoenix has explosion. More than cry explosions. Yeah,
right.
I agree with that. Yeah. And I also, I just feel like we need a full reboot instead of these soft reboots. Like, I am in support of Fox's mutant films, and Fox gave me... my boy. So I thank them. But at the same time, if they want to be taken as seriously as Marvel, I think that these half measures, like, you know, no more half measures. And I think that we need to go like a full reboot. And Dark Phoenix is a story. It's the story. Mm-hmm. It's the, like, X-Men tale. So we need to get everything, all the ducks in a row before we go there.
Right.
So that's my take on.
I mean, since they'll never be able to do, you know, House of M and right. More Mutants, they can't do that.
Yeah, unless there's like this giant everybody loves and hugs each other from Disney to Fox, which we'll talk about later.
Uh-huh. I mean, it seems to be leaky right now.
It seems to be really. It's like high fives are being shared instead of hugs, and everybody's like, "Are we one?"
Yeah.
So also in the Fox world, the other rumor, which directly counteracts the Dark Phoenix rumor, is that they are doing a reboot. So everyone on the internet sphere is discussing how either Dark Phoenix or a full reboot are happening. All these sources are from websites that I wanted to report on them both because it's going to be one of those two things, and everyone's been tweeting us about them. But the fact that they are literally the exact opposites either means that neither are true, or Fox is literally not sure what their next move is, and the leaks are coming from different parts of the department.
Everything's true at the same time. Everything's
true. Reboot, new thing.
I mean, we have two major movie studios that have proven what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah.
What works is don't freaking reboot. Just keep going. The most that you can reboot is maybe a side character.
Right.
Like Rhodey's.
Right.
Like Rhodey. You can, okay, all right, because he wasn't fully introduced yet, that's fine, you can do that. But you can't continually reboot a freaking series like DC is doing all the freaking time.
Yeah.
Because there's no, fans don't have anything to hold on to.
And they want to love these characters and love these actors for a long time. Like,
they
really
do. Like, think about it. We love Don Cheadle. Yeah. You know? Right. Love him. You know, Terrence Howard did the job that needed to be done in that first one.
Right.
So, and that was done and good, great. Mm-hmm. But Don Cheadle took it over to the next level, and now, we love us some Rhodes.
Exactly. And I feel like DC's finding their voice, because Wonder Woman looks incredible. And I think once they land on their voice, then they'll be able to start building from there. Like, I just don't think they had a foundation established that worked for the universe they were shaping. I think they leaned really heavily into one style that only fit one character, and it wasn't the character they made that style in. So it was like, hey, there's this thing, but it's not with the guy. And now with Wonder Woman, they can make it really special. Batman sounds incredible. DC's shaping up to be the next thing. It's just, we haven't seen it.
Right.
So it's been, like, good?
Yeah.
Okay, and real quick, y'all, I'm buried in my computer because I'm trying to find the pictures of the nerd dens that you sent over the past week, and for some reason I can't find them, so if you're on the live chat, can you retweet those at me or at Marvel Movie News, at Marvel News PTN, so I can put those up in the social media section? Okay.
So, in my personal opinion, the reboot should be total. It shouldn't be a half reboot. If you're going to keep making X-Men movies, I think that you need to go classic X-Men. You need the original team. You need to do a whole new thing.
Don't let it be a multiple, like a different timeline.
Right.
Don't do that.
Just make X-Men movies.
Yeah, don't do it. We love it. Got it. All right, Fox. I'm talking to you. Us comic book fans, we love ourselves multiverses. We do. There's 616.
Ultimate and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We get it. We love it. Stop it. Just stop. Just do a hard, like what we say, hard reset. I don't want to see Patrick Stewart. I don't want to see.
Well, you know, with Logan, you might not be.
That's what I think you need to end it on. I think Old Man Logan is a great closure. It's literally sad. It's in the future. It's R-rated. You literally have the mature ending that franchise deserves. And it does deserve it. Mm-hmm. Give it closure.
And then hard reboot after that.
Exactly. Walk away. Because it could have that. Like, please. I just think that we have had, thank you, X-Men, for coming out in 2000 and allowing this magical world to exist.
Oh, absolutely.
That has been 16 years. Give it a beautiful ending with Old Man Logan, and then let us be reborn like the Phoenix.
Now, let Deadpool just destroy everything.
Oh, good God. Please.
Like, let Deadpool 2 be the thing that just ruins everything.
Just pure madness.
And then you have to reset.
Just melee. Yeah. Just go.
Yeah.
It's like everybody's dragged in on the Deadpool storyline.
Deadpool kills the Fox universe. Like, it's just like that comic, but it's just the Fox continuity. Like, every character.
Take that, Battle World.
Oh, it'd be great. So we'll see. We don't know what's going on. All the rumors are popping up at us. We see them. We notice them. We don't know what they are. Moving over to TV, a lot of people have been asking us specifically about this for the last few weeks, and we had nothing to report, but we finally have something to report. Cloak & Dagger has officially been delayed. Now, Cloak & Dagger is over at Freeform, which is the old ABC family, and we didn't know anything that was going on with it for weeks and weeks, and apparently it's being delayed because the writer of the show, who was a showrunner as well, also worked on Daredevil and Heroes. So they finally announced a showrunner. He's a showrunner, very fluent in the comic world, so that's great. But it's been delayed to 2018, it seems. So we got a little while till we know what's going on there. But I don't know. I'm okay with that. Like, yeah. Winter 2018 with a showrunner that seems worthy instead of rushing something. Like,
yeah. Oh, I see. I mean,
ABC. So is Freeform still related to ABC?
It's just a rebranding, I think.
It's just a rebranding.
Yeah.
So ABC already has, like, they already have their fill
right.
of Marvel TV shows that they're working on. So it makes absolute sense to hold this off.
Agreed.
And for one, like, you know, Cloak and Dagger is. We're getting further and further into the crunchy.
Deep cuts.
Mm. Yeah. Into the crunchy. I mean, you know, Doctor Strange being the top movie of the last 2 weeks. Like, that's
yeah.
freaking awesome. That some dude who, like, ugh, anyway.
Yells,
I know that you probably covered.
Alliterations.
Yeah. yeah exactly. And then, you know, we're getting into Daredevil, and we're having a freaking Iron Fist show, guys.
We have a Defender
yes.
show coming up,
yes.
dude.
There's a Defender show.
And don't forget, Runaways is coming.
Right.
That's right,
like,
Runaways.
On Hulu.
By it's the crazy. Way, I'm sure you covered this. I'm sorry I didn't watch the last week's episode. Who else lost their crap when the Staff of One showed
oh,
up
dude.
In
oh
Doctor
God.
Strange?
When he
yeah.
said Wand of Watoom casually,
yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Chiwetel, man.
yeah.
Like, I was way too, oh. And they mentioned the Living Tribunal by way of a stat. There was
they
so
did.
Many
yeah.
moments of, like,
they so did.
How did they possibly get away
yeah,
with that?
Exactly.
So, yeah, Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah, so Cloak and Dagger, like, I like the fact that they're holding it off because, for one, it's not going to, like, let it not be a money grab.
Yeah.
Because you got your money coming and you have your other TV shows happening. That's cool. Make it be a good thing. Because it's going to have to be a good thing. And also, Freeform is a weird channel.
Right.
Freeform, like, because if you remember ABC Family, you hear family and you're like, oh, well, this is the network that does, what, the 31 days of Halloween? Like,
yeah.
they show Harry Potter nonstop.
They don't know what they are yet. It's a network that doesn't really have
right.
it's.
But you have good shows
right,
on there.
Right, right, right.
Like, you know, I'm not going to say Stitchers is a good show, but Stitchers is one of these shows. Like, it should be on Sci-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few other ones that are coming out that I'm like, wow, that's on Freeform, that are a little darker. And Cloak and Dagger's got to be dark.
It's got to be dark.
Well, what Freeform has sort of rebranded themselves as is the teen genre network. It's a combination of teen genre and, like, stuff like Switched at Birth, which is more
right.
like true to life, but like still that like melodramatic teenage drama.
So it's the CW just slightly skewed younger.
Yes, pretty much.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I think that you could have a really great love story with Cloak and Dagger. I think you could have an amazing mm-hmm. Romeo and Juliet tale. You can have an amazing low-ish budget because the power sets allow for a reasonable budget. I'm really happy they're delaying it for writing. The thing got delayed for a script rewrite, so I'm glad they're not rushing it. They're caring with the writing, and this all came out, by the way, in an article about how Freeform doesn't have a foundation yet. This was a Variety article being like, Freeform's a new network, they're fine, like, figuring their stuff out. So I'm glad that it's mentioned as a positive, and that also says a lot for our society, the fact that they're like, oh, we're gonna rely on this Cloak and Dagger show. Like, what? Can you imagine, like, 10 years ago telling, like, 10 year ago self, but like, you wait, ABC Family's gonna rebrand themselves and lean on this Cloak and Dagger show. Like, we did it. Like, we're at that level of nerddom where they're reliant on obscure 70s characters that we never thought we'd see. So the fact that they're taking the time to write them well means they're doing it right and they're caring.
So I want a Morpheus show.
Yeah, done.
I want the a MODOK show.
All right.
Okay. I just want MODOK to have a talk show.
Discover different formats that they can
exactly.
do.
Just Maury Povich by way of MODOK. Into it. Into it. A machine designed only for hosting Modo.
Modo.
So, in the live chat, I saw some of the comments you guys said. I love the X-Men universe overall, guys. It's a positive thing. I just think we want to give it its just desserts and end it before it trails itself on. And we are now in a different time in society. It's been almost 2 decades. It's been 16 years. It's a different age now. X-Men had to break ground and redefine what superhero movies were. Now that they've been redefined, it's time to allow X-Men to be X-Men and not mutant films. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's time to... You don't want to recast and have it be this flailing holding on to something. Let it be full-fledged X-Men. Go Shi'ar. Go crazy. Go Dark Phoenix. Allow it to be this cosmic space opera if it wants to be. But if you're holding on to these past things, it can't fully become its own new thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to let the Phoenix die to be reborn. That's just how it works. So
nicely put.
I just think that if we're going to have X-Men, we should have X-Men. So moving on from TV, Cloak and Dagger delayed. We'll see what happens, but I think for all the right reasons. Now also in the world of TV, this is very exciting for Doom. Hey Doom, what's that Ghost Rider rumor?
Oh, you mean how they're talking about developing him into his own show?
I do think that's the one, yeah.
I am so down. well, here's the thing. Like, we're getting a lot of Robbie Reyes right now, and with the reveal in the last episode where it most likely Johnny Blaze, but it could be Danny Ketch. If we're technically, they haven't told us yet, but it's Johnny Blaze.
I mean, that was classic. That was classic.
Yeah,
Blaze.
It's got to be Blaze.
We only threw into question because they didn't say it out loud. But there's a stunt helmet in his basement.
I mean, hey.
But I would love to see both of them together. Like, my whole thing was I want to see Ghost Riders as a series.
With a Z? With a Z?
It's Biker Boys? Like, that type of thing?
Oh, man.
But, I mean, it's not confirmed. Like, all they're saying is, like, they're in talks and Gabriel Luna is down.
Of course he's down.
To keep playing Robbie Reyes. Yeah.
Who wouldn't be?
I mean,
I get to be on a Marvel property and make money. What a crazy acting choice.
I mean, yeah. I don't want to like crap all over Doom here, but God, he is so boring.
two sides to every coin.
Doom.
I'll hear you out.
I love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I have unabashedly, even though like a lot of people don't. But this season I can't put my finger on it. I think it's mainly because of him, because every single time they focus on him, it's just, I couldn't care less. Like, flick your keys some more, man. Because this is the one acting choice that you've made.
Okay.
Shots fired from Dungemans.
This is also, I was a huge fan of Nick Cage as
And
Ghost
he had
Rider.
Quite the different Ghost Riders.
And he made every single choice.
He meant at the same time.
At the exact same time.
You know.
And this is a man who painted his face to put CGI over it on purpose. That's a choice.
What if, like, in the next episode, when they come back on the 29th, we re-meet the Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider, and it's just Nicolas Cage. They've kept this super duper secret, and they just fold the old Ghost Rider movies into Marvel MCU.
That
canon.
Would literally be the one way that I would be like the big. I would wear Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. shirts to like every job. I would be like, they did. The long game was done.
See, like, what you're just describing is like my dreams of just waking up and, you know, Bernie Sanders is president. Like,
yeah.
I understand. Yeah.
We're there. Guys,
but we can. Let's stay away.
That's how close we are. So I'm excited for Doom. I'm excited for all the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fans. I'm excited for everyone that loves the character and loves the actor, and those that don't, they can figure their own Ghost Rider out. Or rewatch Nick Cage.
I appreciate it would once again be there's a Ghost Rider TV show on. Like, yeah. I'd still be happy because, right. You know, we're taking over.
Well, it's also, they're talking about bringing it to Netflix, which would allow it to be darker. The rumor is that they might go Netflix with it. But I don't think that'd be possible because we have done a great job keeping AOS and Netflix separate. It'd be weird if all of a sudden a character that introduced somewhere else, like, it'd be like if the character was introduced in an annual and not in a regular series, and all of a sudden it was there and you didn't give him an origin. You'd be like, who's this guy?
Well, I think that actually could be really cool, like a great way to bring the worlds together. Because, like, while they are a different tone, they do exist in the same world. Mm-hmm. And that would be a smooth way to not like have to worry about directly crossing over, but like breaking off from the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. storyline and then just continuing it in a different area would let you give you that really it's all connected feel that I think a lot of fans have been craving.
Yeah.
Whether it fits on Netflix, I'm not sure. I think Netflix has their hands full with the Defenders plus Punisher. And, like, whatever else they're developing, they've got their schedule set.
So they've pretty much been sticking to just the New York
universe. Because that's like, where they're going to fight. It's the street level, so it'd be like, none of them have planes. It's logical from, like, just a geographic standpoint.
West Coast Avengers.
Oh, it's coming.
Let's see. West Coast Avengers.
Squirrel Girl. Yeah. Great Lakes Avengers. Let's just bring it up to New York. Yeah, let's go upstate, Lakes. Figure our lives out.
An Alpha Flight. Come on, Ronan. Why haven't we had an Alpha Flight anything?
I feel like there's rights issues. I feel like that's half Fox, half Marvel because of, like, how the characters are introduced. So I think we don't know who owns them.
Or maybe they do have it. It's just in Netflix Canada.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That's the only thing. We just don't know about it.
There's like a Wendigo show we don't know about. Yeah. They have like four shows. We're like, oh, it's crazy. They don't have their like pucks on a daytime talk show. Like, that would be. Can you imagine Alpha Flight show with Peter Dinklage's puck?
Yeah. Oh my God. Shut up. You shut up right now. Oh my god.
I would love that. So, not really much to report besides the rumor, the excitement. We might get it, we might not. I hope we get a full Midnight Suns at Netflix. That's what I want. Yeah. I would love to have you guys have your Diego Luna Ghost Rider and have the Netflix people have their own Ghost Rider with you know, Johnny or Danny or like any other of the Ghost Riders, and then let them live parallel and then have a Midnight Suns is my dream. I'd love Blade. I would love Ghost Rider, Moon Knight, just like tearing it up.
Now, they talked about Blade coming back, right?
So Blade was supposed to come back, and the rumor was that it was going to be Blade's daughter and do a female-led show, and then Wesley Snipes was like, yo, I'll be Papa Blade. And I was like, yeah, Papa Blade. But nothing ever went anywhere from that was over a year ago, so I feel like that fell apart because there was also supposed to be a Blade comic starring the daughter, but literally like that was even longer than Cloak and Dagger ago, so I feel like that had to have fallen apart.
Feige made a comment about there was a thing because like Underworld came out, and there were like the people that produced Underworld and Kate Beckinsale were like, we wanted to do a crossover with Blade, and Marvel said no.
Gotcha.
But Feige had commented saying that they don't have any plans for Blade yet. It's in their arsenal.
That's great.
Nothing really like in the queue. He's not high up in the queue of things they're
gonna do. Imagine all the Midnight Suns taking on Morbius and just like having vampires, like, you know, just like going full bore and just having like a bunch of undead and hell based characters, like Defenders ends, and then we leave like street level and go full like goth mythology and like bring in magic. Like Swarce Ronan playing magic.
Or, oh my god.
Try with different formats again and have Morbius have a cooking show.
Yes.
The Morbius Nutrition
and
Hour.
And he just eats by sticking his fingers in the pot.
Yeah, he's got the sucker
Guys,
hands.
Like, remember, Morbius only has sucker hands. He eats through his hands.
Which, and there you go.
He also has there teeth, though, which is never explained.
No.
The one thing I'll say, as far as what Ghost Rider's story is going to be, keep an eye out on November 30th. Felipe Smith is starting his new run of the Robbie Reyes Ghost Rider. And so we'll start to see, I think, if patterns have been like from what movies to comics, I think that comic should be a good idea of what they at least are thinking about for what the series would look like.
Now, Max Herron, the lovely maker of amazing shirts, also said the Morbius thing, but also mentioned Mephisto. Yeah. Imagine Mephisto as the big bad. So Morbius is like the first act, and then the second act of the series, like they did with Luke Cage with the...
Yeah. Rumored to be the reason that we have Ghost Riders in the MCU in this iteration.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, you know, they've already done Dormammu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dormammu you have the giant, you know, head of Dormammu.
Yeah, we did the hard one first. We got it out of the way. They can lean into it now.
People understand what the devil is.
Right.
Yeah. They get it already.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we have him. We can have Galactus. We can have all of them now.
Just the full dark.
Yes.
So we have a loot crate box today, thanks to Ben.
You have the Marvel Gears and Goods crate.
Now, this is box one.
This is box one, so this is a bi-monthly crate. So with this, we've teamed up directly with Marvel. So all of the stuff in there is completely exclusive to us.
And today's the last day for this box, and this ends at 9 p.m. PST, which is midnight.
For Eastern.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this
There's a code that you can use to get this box.
So if you go to lootcrate.com/Marvel Movie News.
All one word.
You don't actually need the code. It'll automatically enter it in if you use that URL. So lootcrate.com/Marvel Movie News, all
Doom
one word.
Dares you to remember that complicated.
And that gets you 10% off from us to you.
Yep.
Now, this box alone has art from Joe Quesada with Spider-Man and some gorgeous Avengers art from Arthur Adams, I believe. And
got some Guardians of the Galaxy on here. See Rocket.
So good. I just love the artists.
The top,
like,
we've
utilized.
Got Groot.
One excellent choice of artists.
One of the coolest things about working for Loot Crate is like months and months and months and months ago, they came to me and they're like, hey, we're making a Marvel crate. Do you like Marvel? I'm like,
do
shut your mouth.
It's like, shut
I'm going to be all
way.
Up in this crate.
Here.
And now it's here. We work directly with them, so the people from both Marvel in New York.
No. Yeah. I haven't opened this yet. This
yeah,
is
so, I haven't.
So this is, it's Mystics is the name of the first theme. And as you can see, our set piece item is pretty amazing.
Okay, Matt, I get it. I now understand Doctor Strange because I just opened a freaking Cloak of Levitation and lost my shit. My poop. I lost it.
So we all get one.
This is incredible. Yeah, it's a bathrobe. Terry cloth, really soft.
So I'm not wearing clothes again. You heard it here first, folks. So this is awesome. Yeah. I'm going to do this because I can't.
But, well, no, you got to.
I want one.
It's so cool.
I'm not good at dressing myself.
This is very painful to watch.
Oh, that's the problem.
Boy, you have to undo the belt.
You have to undo the belt.
Sometimes you get too excited when you put on clothes.
Look at, like, the sleeves, the freaking cowl. We actually get, because this is already out, people have already been able to get this.
It's gorgeous.
There was a Doctor Strange 10K that happened this weekend.
I'm an adult.
And there was a person running in that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm real happy wearing this.
I'm
crying with happiness. There's good tears. So this is the last day to own this glory.
I get the next one.
Yeah,
I get the next one.
Please.
Let's see.
I'm just going to sit here happy.
Oh, Scarlet Witch toothpick holders. That's cute.
They're toothpick holders.
Yeah, you can bring your nerdiness into the... Oh, yeah, that's a toothpick holder.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Let's call this a toothpick holder.
That's a toothpick holder for
kids
watching.
I might use it for something else.
Yeah, those are for
toothpicks. You know, because I like decorating in different ways.
I mean, honestly, you need a place to stick your toothpicks.
Yeah.
Those are awesome.
Don't all adults need some place to put their toothpicks? Here you go.
Now, I love Loot Crate, and I always have, but this might be my favorite box for obvious selfish reasons.
I've never had a toothpick brand vodka before.
We do have three other big news stories, but I'm very distracted.
But we will get to that, and we do have social media. Repost those den pics. I'll try to get them.
What are you? I now get unboxing shows. I never got it before.
Yeah.
I didn't get the appeal, but now.
What's in the box?
What are these awesome? Are these coasters?
They're coasters.
The coolest coasters?
Yep.
These go with the toothpick holders.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now you put your toothpicks on these after they if they get wet.
Oh, right,
see,
right. Oh, and you can see there's an image on there.
So we got the Sorcerer Supreme himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got Baron frickin' Mordo. We got two of each. These are so cool.
Yeah.
And they're metals. They sound awesome. Mm-hmm. I can never do commercials because I legitimately turn into a 12-year-old when I find exciting stuff, and it feels like Make-Believe, but I'm stoked.
Is that the Darkhold on the inside of the box?
Oh, we haven't even shown the inside of the box yet. Hold on, keep getting...
We're getting there. There's just a lot of stuff.
So, it's a bi-monthly crate. You can get this every other month for $39.95 plus shipping and handling.
And in this case, minus 10%.
Minus 10%, so you save $4.
What did Koi just find?
I'm going to let...
We have a little pen here.
Do you know who that is?
My first thought was Ghost Rider, but that could also be Dormammu because it's a flaming head. So Dormammu, right there.
So that. If Matt was here, he'd be skibbity bopping me. I just get excited.
Know.
So I'm going to show this beauty real quick. This glorious Iron Fist.
Describe it. We can't.
It's a lithograph, and it's art that is just beautiful, black and white, and a beautiful splash page that I will show. I'll tweet it. That way you can see it.
I love how textured it is, too.
Yeah, you can feel it. I can't show you that, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
And then we'll move on after I show you the inside of this box, which is freaking dope.
Oh, that's
big. Now, hold on a second.
Hold on to your grimoires.
Give this to me.
Here you
give
are.
Me the box.
Does that unfold into a book?
Oh, it sure does.
That's incredible.
Do you know how to do it?
Yes.
Is it weird if the most thing I'm excited about, the thing I'm most excited about
is the box itself?
Yeah, so we wanted to make every single box special. This, because it's Doctor Strange, we wanted to give you something to be able to hold while you're wearing your awesome cloak.
Yeah, and also in here, did you just say this? It has the details for each and every one of your fantastic Mystics Loot Crate box.
So, okay, we have much... I see your comments and fan-casting goals, and they will happen.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh, yeah. We figured this was a short news week so we could invest in some unboxing of this glory.
Ooh.
That's so cool. Sorry, Matt Key, that you weren't here for the week. That would just change your life.
He didn't put together right.
He's on his way to Japan right now, and I'm jealous of us.
He will get one.
Close enough for Hydra work.
So 10% off. You have until 9 p.m. PST or midnight EST.
Yep. And we've already announced our second theme, so our next one is Super Science.
Ooh.
I can't tell you anything about what's going on inside of it, but you
science
can just think
bros
about it.
Might be involved. Science. I feel like maybe. Okay, I'm going to wear this the rest of the show, and I'm going to...
You can have a lot of people. Cable, Forge...
I'm real excited. Okay, so okay. 10% off, and it's awesome, and I'm very happy to
So that's lootcrate.com/Marvel Movie News.
It's on the lower third. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it right there.
Just yes, get it, and then here. Share an unboxing video with us.
Also, please. Max Herron. I love hearing Max Herron's name. That dude is the sweetest.
Yeah, great dude. And great maker of things. So I have three big news stories left, and they are all...
Was one Guardians? Did we already do Guardians?
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 has begun reshoots. They were planned reshoots. They always plan those reshoots. They are, I mean, that movie's shaping up to be perfect, and like, it was amazing. Announced by a tweet. Karen Gillan was like...
Karen Gillan, you know her in the Doctor Who world as Amelia Pond. She's helps the 11th Doctor, and she's absolutely amazing. If you haven't heard of Doctor Who, at least watch the 11th Doctor with their storyline, although there are way awesome ones.
Amelia Pond.
And Rory. Oh my god, it'll break your heart so many times.
Reshoots are official. And
also,
they,
she keeps having to shave her head for this role.
Because she's a champion. She's a fantastic woman. And she's gorgeous all the time.
She's gorgeous.
It's hard to get away with that look, and she does. Yeah. Like, I can't even go full bald. She looks great. So reshoots are happening. They were planned. They're going to be great. And the movie looks incredible. Now, the big three stories. Fox and Marvel. For years and years, literally since Fox and Marvel started making comic movies, there's been talks of Fox and Marvel sharing. Mm-hmm. We never thought it would happen. We still don't know that it'll happen, but we have just found out that it already has happened to a point. It turns out that making Deadpool and making Guardians of the Galaxy 2, there was actually some trouble with some of the characters and some of the like abilities in the films. So it turns out they already had a kind of a handshake agreement wherein they could use her powers, Negasonic Teenage Warhead's powers, were a bit treading on Marvel territory, and Ego the Living Planet was Fox territory. So they kind of swapped, saying, hey, we'll let you have Ego if you let Negasonic have these powers, and they agreed to it. And we didn't even know about it. These movies have been done.
Backroom dealings for the greater good.
What's really funny is that you read that story, and the fact that when Fox was going to Marvel and saying, hey, we want to make Fantastic Four, we want to make X-Men... they actually bought a litany of characters. So Ego was just like kind of wrapped into the cosmic universe.
Yeah.
Because when they were like, we want to make a Fantastic Four movie that also has a Silver Surfer, they got Silver Surfer, they got Galactus, and apparently they got Ego as well in there. And they just never did anything with it.
And now you have Kurt Russell in Guardians of the Galaxy, too.
And awesome. Only Guardians could really get away with Ego the Living Planet. Like, I'm so glad it ended up in a place full crazy.
This is, this kind of drives me insane. I was on Netflix the other day, and I was watching Heavyweights. Mm-hmm. You guys remember Heavyweights?
Oh, Heavyweights.
It was, Judd Apatow's first writing movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, the lead character, this little actor, this little fat kid, I was like, whatever happened to that little fat kid? Because, you know, I like looking up fat actors. It makes me good about myself. But I looked him up. He's playing young Ego in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Awesome.
And if Doom can show you guys what he looks like now, if you can do like show what he looked like in Heavyweights to what he looks like now, holy crap.
Game changer.
No. Or you can look, if Doom can't do it, you can look at home.
Yeah. It is... oh my god.
But real quick.
I have
quick.
A man crush and I didn't know.
With Guardians, super excited about it because they have they have a Mantis in there now.
Yeah.
Aisha.
The cast is huge.
Yeah, so my thinking with that though, since they have her in there, that maybe, you know how Groot is a walking plant.
Yes.
He's probably the, you know,
Kotati. Oh, there'll definitely be stuff. Yeah.
There might be the swordsmen in there.
Oh, right.
Maybe there's some channeling that happens with Groot.
It grows him? He gets back to full size, maybe?
Possibly that, or maybe transfers his consciousness into swordsmen. Like, maybe there's a thing that happens with that. I'm just, when I saw, like, the... Oh, you found it
your
phone.
So that's him.
Right.
In Heavyweights. little fat kid.
Hold on.
While we're discussing this madness, this doesn't really...
That's what he looks like now.
Wow. Handsome fellow.
Oh, hello.
Everyone should look this man up.
Oh, he's Neville Longbottom.
Neville Longbottom.
He longbottomed, you guys.
He longbottomed.
He took some elixir.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, look at him. That's absolutely Kurt Russell as a kid.
What's the actor's name?
The actor's name is Aaron Schwartz.
So,
anyway,
Fox and Marvel.
Nice jawline.
the idea is that this could be the beginning of something or not. Like, basically, it's like if Fox and Marvel were dating, they just started talking. Now, the marriage would be the X-Men going to Marvel, but now they've started talking. And that excites me because there was already some sort of agreeable peace offering that got us to this point. We don't know if it's ever going to go any further, but Matt Key did confirm they were talking, and I'd like to give Matt credit for Key confirms. Matt Key confirms they were talking.
This is who we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. So he's playing young Ego in Guardians 2.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Look at him again. Did some P90X. So that's exciting. We don't know what it means for the future, but it's worth noting that they have been talking, and that's great. Because I love that studios... they're in it to make money. They didn't have to do that, and they did. Like, I love that the studios were like, oh, let me help each other out, and they're competing. So it's a really cool, like, sportsmanship thing to me. Like, it's really cool that they're like, yeah, have this character we won't use and make it crazy. Kurt Russell, go nuts! So...
well, because they're doing what we all should be doing, which was, if you let all boats rise.
Right.
All boats rise. You let something be good, and, like... it happened with Deadpool.
Right.
Like, Deadpool, like, holy crap.
Right.
Because of Marvel. Like, just let that keep happening.
I want more of that. If all the studios can at least share or get along, then everyone can make money, and they win, we win, fans win, and we get all these characters we've always wanted to see, which is the goal. Yeah. It shouldn't be about money, it should be about heart.
America. But I mean, it can be about money, too.
Yeah, well, in this case, it is.
It's about both.
Yeah, you make something good, guess what?
People buy it.
People buy it.
So, speaking of...
yeah, and goodness knows they have enough linchpin. So I'm going to give you a chance to do your wardrobe. Yeah, there he goes.
Now, the rumor is...
do you want to switch into your Deadpool shirt?
I'll just hold it up. Now, Deadpool. I like this guy. This Deadpool guy. And rumor is that Deadpool 3 is already in talks for X-Force. Now, Deadpool 3 was trending on Facebook. Deadpool 2 hasn't happened yet. I am so happy that we live in a time where not only is Deadpool taken seriously, Ryan Reynolds just did GQ wearing the Deadpool suit under a suit. Like, the cultural shift of allowing superheroes has gotten to the point where GQ's like, yeah, bring the suit. That's normal. What happened to society? Thank you. Deadpool 3 might be X-Force. Like, that's incredible. That's huge. That could mean, like, an extended Deadpool
year. Does that mean that they're going to have, like, Phantom X and...
yeah, I assume... we could literally have an Avengers based around Deadpool. And I've dreamed of that. I've said it when Deadpool 1 was almost out. I was like, what if X-Force? And then there was an X-Force movie announced, and then that kind of like didn't go. Now Deadpool 3 is rumored to be that. Like, that's a great escalation. You have Deadpool 1 be the origin. You have Deadpool 2 be like establishing how crazy that world is, meeting the characters, end it with the button of Deadpool 3 being X-Force, and then open that movie just huge. Like, have Cable and Deadpool the second one, then the third one would be full team-up. That's perfect.
Yeah, because you have a buddy movie. You have the origin, then you have the buddy movie, and then you have the team movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
You go open, you go Lethal Weapon, you go Expendables.
Love it.
Beautiful. What do you guys think of X-Force?
I think it's a... no, you basically said all of the awesome stuff. Yeah. It's a good continuation of the journey, especially with Deadpool. I'm just really focused on Deadpool 2 and just wanting to see that before... you know, going into Deadpool 3 category, but I'm not as impassioned as you are with
I need
with
to
Deadpool.
Know who's playing Cable.
Right.
Oh, there's that. Because it's not Kyle Chandler.
It needs to be Stephen Lang.
Slang.
It needs to be Stephen Lang. Dude from, like, if you see Don't Breathe.
Oh, yeah, dude, he was
you
great.
Realize, yeah.
He needs to be Cable. Oh, that movie was terrifying.
Well, yeah. The thing I'm not worried about with Deadpool 2 director. I mean, I'm obviously worried about the director. Is the thing I'm not worried about them not having announced it is I'd love if they do Deadpool 2 and 3 as one. Mm-hmm. If they make it like with the same director, they attach a director to do 2 and 3 at the same time back to back. Because people are so hungry. The movie has a very certain fan base and it made all the money for a reason. I think the quicker they get those two out, the better. So if they shoot 2 and 3 back to back, like Lord of the Rings, or if they do, now this is just me. I've not even heard these rumors, but I think it'd be great if the reason we haven't announced Deadpool 2 yet is because they're trying to build this giant thing. Right. And like we're saying, escalation from 1 to 2 to team. Why not have the person established for the second one?
Right.
Once you announce Cable, just go full bore and announce Domino, announce Phantom X, announce the full Wolfsbane. Go nuts.
I mean, to be fair, like, thinking just along the lines of the studio, it doesn't matter who the director is. Because the guy who directed the first one, he's never directed before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's a visual guy. He's never directed before, but it still worked because the writing and the crew was passionate.
And the heart of it. He had a heart for the character, too. Right. And that's what matters for the second one.
Right. It does. And that's really all that matters with the director. And I think that they're going to be able to find that because I don't think Ryan Reynolds will let anybody.
It's his baby.
Yeah. He won't let anybody ruin this for him.
Right. And I respect that. And I love that. I love that he loves the character enough that I feel to protect it.
Well, he finally got his superhero character.
After 11 years of fighting for this thing. Yeah. So yeah. I think we're in good hands. Deadpool 2 is going to be great. I hope, I assume. Deadpool 3 being X-Force, I think, is the best move Fox can make.
I just want to see a guy whose brain is on a spaceship.
That's it.
On a UFO.
That's all you want.
That's all I want. All
reasonable.
I want is Phantomex.
That's just
all I want
thing.
Is a French weirdo. That's it.
In all white, wow. Fighting brilliantly.
Yeah.
So X-Force might be Deadpool 3, and I think that's brilliant escalation. I think it's what Fox needs, because that would give Fox their Avengers, but darker and R-rated, and that's a perfect way to spin off from Deadpool's R-rated version of superheroes without even touching the X-Men. You don't even have to touch the X-Men. Just go X-Force. Okay, so the biggest news story of the week. Inhumans.
There we go.
I hear Doom just like... Inhumans...
What was that?
Doom has been silent.
Inhumans is getting not a movie but a TV show, but a TV show that will be premiering in IMAX cinemas.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
So that means we're getting a 2-hour Inhumans movie effectively by way of pilot that's premiering in IMAX. Mm-hmm. That's the best of both worlds. You get TV show for the longevity, for building up the characters. Mm-hmm. I've said from the beginning that Inhumans is too rich a thing to have in one movie. That's too much story. It's a royal family. It's building universe. You mm-hmm. go Game of Thrones. You build a show out of it. And also in this case, you premiered it in IMAX.
And also,
I love that you
brilliant.
Just said Game of Thrones.
That's
yeah.
what
I Game
love
of Thrones.
That's what it has
that.
To be.
It's Game Absolutely. Of Thrones on the moon with superpowers.
It's got, and it has to be that.
You yeah. okay in there, Doom?
You get, and
Sounds
also
like exploding.
Guys, the one of the biggest things about this, you're going to see that in less than a year.
Yeah.
Man.
It's
in
now-ish.
Less than a year.
Amazing. I mean, everything else that we're talking about is like, it's a little bit far off, you know, mm-hmm. Deadpool 3 and the such.
But this
but
is
this, yeah, yeah, now-ish. I like now-ish is like a year.
Like a year from now, we will be sitting here. Well, I don't know if I'll be sitting here, but someone will, you two will be sitting here talking about
the Inhumans thing we just watched
yeah,
in IMAX.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
I just
actually.
Caught what I look like for the first time because I just went back to the live chat.
Mm-hmm.
You look great.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you look snazzy.
You look great.
Snazzy, dude.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I feel like the crossover where Deadpool dresses as Doctor, like it's yeah. a full, like, full insanity. Like, yeah.
You're one of those cosplayers that's like, just, I'm going to take
yeah.
a Marvel character and just throw a Deadpool mask
lean
on
right
it.
Into it.
Man.
So,
either that or, you know, Clokey's fickle.
That's
so.
True. That's true. I'm just like, I need to go crazier.
I feel
for a couple
like we're,
panels.
We're in an alternate universe where Matt and Coy are just one person.
Oh, we're in the amalgam universe.
Coyky?
Coyky.
So, Inhumans needs to be big. It needs to have the richness of story. It's so much density. It's so much. Now, mm-hmm. I have had so many people ask if I could fan cast Inhumans over the months, and now with this announcement...
Do you want to do that in the social media section?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that then. Yeah. Let's talk about Inhumans. I'm gonna let you guys just... rant about
check
it.
Out this photo, because this is what Marvel, this is the thing that Marvel posted with the announcement, is this photo. So it mm-hmm. it looks like they're going to do the Maximus the Mad storyline
mm-hmm.
On in the show, at least we can confirm via that and via a person Marvel, one of Marvel's communications guys tweeted out about the royal family,
right?
So it's at least not just going to... It's going to be the royal family. We're not going right. to just, like, shoehorn right. Which, a bunch of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. random Inhumans into a show.
Right. Which is great. I just want to, like, the only things that... For me, with this whole being a TV show, Medusa's hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, budget-wise, I'm concerned. Lockjaw.
Lockjaw.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
I mean, Lockjaw is really just a green screen. You just have to get a pug and put him on green screen.
But you gotta make him look good all the time.
Oh, man.
Like, if there's a weird black line around Lockjaw every time, I'm like, guys, come on.
Something that I Am Ninja Panda came up with. The visual effects have to be top-notch for this to work, which is exactly what you're saying.
Yep. And that's where, like, you know... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they were really good in the first season, then they kind of went a little bit lower with seasons 2 and 3, and now they're spending all of their money on a flaming skull.
Yeah, and they need that for
which,
this.
Which, at first, like, and I know it was a stylistic choice the way that they made Ghost Rider's head look.
Yeah.
But I was also like, is it because budgetarily you can only afford this? But then you see in, like, the 2 seconds of the real Ghost Rider, it's like, oh, okay.
That's what it's...
You're just making a style choice.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly.
All right, so but they can, you know, it's an ABC, it's a Disney, like they'll
right.
be able to afford it for a certain amount of time. But Lord knows if it doesn't get its ratings, like
oh,
it's super
it.
Expensive. It'll be an expensive show. It has to be an expensive show.
I hope
you know,
it's eight or nine hour episodes. That's what I hope.
Then, oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that make more sense?
Yeah,
than
and, I mean, instead of like what's the normal 22 or something?
Half
it's
hour.
Like, oh no,
I think
no.
eight or nine, and I think, like Defenders.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do it that way, but also don't do it in that way that where they'll play like 4 or 5 episodes and then make you wait for half right. a yeah. year
don't
before
do
playing.
That to
don't
us.
Do that to us. We already get that enough with like other properties.
ABC mm-hmm. does have a tendency to do 8-episode pilot seasons for shows, right. especially yeah. science fiction shows, because they're not sure how they're going to land. Right. So they'll give them sort of like an 8-episode test run.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're committing at this point by announcing IMAX. They're yeah. saying, like, we're not just testing a pilot. Like, this is going to happen.
Right.
Because if they don't, they just, like, made a huge announcement they'd have to go back on.
Well, I mean, it mm-hmm. makes sense why they pulled it from the movie lineup now. So that's
no,
great.
It makes total sense. Yeah. And it makes sense why it's been delayed. It makes sense why there's been rumors of big change, because it's a huge change.
It's a huge change.
Now, yeah. what's interesting to me is they said, quote, this is an unprecedented alliance, represents a bold, innovative approach to launching great TV content for a worldwide audience, said Ben Sherwood, co-chairman of Disney Media. It highlights Disney ABC's unrelenting commitment to finding new and creative ways of showcasing our very best programming and increasing global engagement and reach. Now, that is smart as far as the first 2 episodes, but people mm-hmm. that don't have ABC will then be like, so I'm wondering if it's going to feel like 2 episodes are closure. I'm wondering, because right. they're literally saying global, worldwide, people that don't have ABC, different countries, yeah. I'm wondering if it's going to feel done and then we get more.
I'm thinking it's that way, because mm-hmm. Think about how we are with any of the movies. I mean, every movie, well, Once Upon a Time, it was, mm-hmm. okay, that's the movie with a possibility of more.
Well, yeah, Once Upon a Time.
You know, it's just this movie, possibility mm-hmm. of more. With this, it's like, yes, this is a movie that you're going to get to see, but guess what? Continue watching at ABC.
And right. I hope that IMAX throws some money at it, because if IMAX wants it to be good and if they want to premiere it in their theaters, they need to make sure the budget's there. So I think having an ABC Disney IMAX funding, then mm-hmm. you can have the budget required for Medusa's Hair. You can have the right. budget required for
Long. No, the first 2 episodes are going
to
look fantastic because it's going to be a movie.
Right.
It's going to be a movie. It's the same thing with like Supergirl. The first few yeah. episodes of Supergirl looked great. And then they went downhill because they spent all their money in the first few episodes. And
so long as it's not Generation X.
23. Yeah.
Fox's Generation X doesn't happen, we're good. Remember that, yeah. like, that TV movie pilot where they're like yeah. an hour and a half movie that was supposed to be a pilot, and it was like,
yeah.
Well, that just tends to happen with shows.
I wonder if the reason why, one of the reasons why they decided to pull it into essentially the TV universe as opposed to the cinematic universe is because justifying having the Inhumans working alongside with the Avengers and all mm-hmm. that, like
Infinity War.
Anyway. Yeah, they're kind of, especially with having a Black Bolt. Like Black Bolt is one of those characters.
Tricky
that
character.
once you introduce Ooh. Him, it's like, oh, you want him to fight Thor? No.
Yeah.
yeah. Sorry. He's a trump card.
It's been confirmed that IMAX is mm-hmm. co-financing and that there are 8 episodes. So I'm glad that we. I thank you for all the updates that we hoped for. That's
yes.
what
Nexus Zen.
That's incredible. That's exactly yeah. what it needs to be, I think. And 8 hours of story with a 2-hour movie starting it is the way to go. I think that's mm-hmm. brilliant. So I'm excited. Do you want to move on to social media stuff?
Yes,
and I'll
let's
do some fan casting?
Yeah, it's a little smaller of a social media section. Sorry, I could not find the pictures that I grabbed last week. So if you want to retweet those, I'll get those on of the Nerd Dens. I'll get those on next week's show. So Merry Marvelites. Shout outs. Birthday shout out to John Dowse at jdowse1991 1999. Happy birthday. It's my 25th birthday. Do you think I could get a birthday shout out? Love the show and everything you guys do.
25 is a good one, man. I like
Happy
that
birthday, John. Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Your insurance goes down. That's nice.
It's true.
Until, yeah, for the next 10 years, and then it starts going up again.
Does it really?
Because you're old.
Ouch. Birthday? Ben's just like making everything dark. He's like, you're almost old, 25. I'm like, 25's great and young. No, 35's around the corner.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so questions. I have here from Iran Quijano. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. @is_Quijano. I have come to bargain. Rank your top 5 MCU films after watching Doctor Strange.
No pressure.
How dare you?
Yeah.
I know, right?
You think about.
It's a heck of a question, Iran.
In no particular order, my 5 would be Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, Civil War, Iron Man. Ooh, what's the last one? Those are the 4 for sure.
I think you just nailed basically, I'm on the same page.
Okay,
as
good.
Those 4 are concerned.
Yeah, those are the 4 that are in no particular order.
He's saying ranking it, though.
I will rank mine.
Okay, go.
I will rank mine. Number 1, you're all going to hate me, okay. Ant-Man.
Except Doom. Doom loves you right now.
Freaking Ant-Man.
I love Ant-Man. I have mixed feelings about the movie.
I'm going to tell you, if you want a perfect comedy, action comedy, Ant-Man.
All right.
It's freaking great. Winter Soldier, for sure, number two. Iron Man 1 or Iron Man 2. I did like Iron Man 2 a lot.
Wow, man. Bold choices all around.
Oh, my goodness.
Guardians of the Galaxy. And
I would personally put the first Avengers up there.
I wouldn't put any of the Avengers up there.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Okay. Myself, I'm gonna rank officially. Okay,
yeah, I think I got mine. That's a tough question.
Really, is.
Civil War is first for me. Next was Guardians of the Galaxy. It's perfect for me. What was my third? Original Iron Man. Set things up for me. Winter Soldier. And I can't remember what my fifth one was. Oh, Doctor Strange. Sorry.
I got mine. That's really close to mine.
Yeah.
Civil War. Winter Soldier. Guardians of the Galaxy. Iron Man 1. Avengers 1. All right. We did it. That was hard, man.
Well done, dude.
I would go... It's such a hard call.
I think I go
Civil War 1, Guardians 2, and those I can't decide which to put.
I know, it's
then,
hard.
Then Winter Soldier, Iron Man, Avengers.
We're all very similar, except for Ben's his deep cuts.
I'm just saying, Ant-Man, like, there's nothing better than that. Oh, God, what is his name?
Michael Peña?
Yeah, Michael Peña.
I knew exactly who you meant, right?
Any time Michael Peña's on screen, you're like, yeah, this is a great movie. And then, you know, he's riding freaking ants.
Civil War brought me Spider-Man and the biggest comic fight I ever thought I'd see, and then Winter Soldier brought me a movie that was actually a movie that happened to have comic book characters in it, and then Avengers was the thing that I thought I'd never see since I was born. Yeah. So those all earned
and
spots.
I'll tell you,
and Iron Man started it all.
I will say, yeah, Civil War was a better Avengers movie than Avengers.
Oh, yeah,
Either one of the Avengers movies.
I think Winter Soldier's the best movie that's based on comics. I think Civil War's the best comic movie.
Mm-hmm.
But then Guardians is just...
Guardians is just
front to back. Guardians is a flawless piece of cinema.
It's so good.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we can literally do this for 4 hours.
Moving on. Yeah, moving on. Speaking of which, Mother Joker, which fan favorite from the classic comics you think will help the Guardians in Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Well, like a character?
I think this person's left it super open-ended unless they mean specifically people that
Guardians.
Were in the Guardians. Well, he just says which fan favorite from the classic comics you think
will
help.
Oh, you mean like Guardians comics? Like
Well, I don't know if he necessarily means that. We can assume he does.
You know, I don't know Guardians that well. I'll be the first to admit it.
Adam Warlock.
I mean, that's the
okay, I'm going to say her and him. Both of those two. Her and him are going to be...
I will say, I was looking at James Gunn posted some stuff about Guardians, and a fan just, like, had a question, like, are we going to get Adam Warlock? Like, that's the character I most want to see. And James Gunn's only response was just, I really like Adam Warlock.
That's great.
Done
God,
deal.
I love James Gunn.
He's so good. What else we got?
Next up, we have, do you guys think, this is from, Rand Corp employee.
Nice.
At Tybolt, 262. Do you guys think the Inhuman show in any way affects the New Warriors ABC project?
Jeez, New Warriors ABC project. I don't feel like they can afford both. And I feel like we haven't heard about New Warriors in 8 months.
Did they ever say they were doing
not officially warriors? It was a rumor, if I remember correctly. It was a rumor like 8 months ago.
Yeah, I don't think anyone said anything official about New Warriors. That was pure speculation.
Yeah, so
we already have Secret Warriors, so
yeah, there's a lot of warriors out there doing warrior
all
things.
The warriors.
So I'd say it's not gonna happen, but never say never, because I would have said that Ego would never happen, so here we are.
Yeah, Goonies,
I honestly thought that Ego was gonna factor into the last season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, that's what they wanted. I feel like they were leading that way, and then they were like, wait, we're going to do it in Guardians 2. Pull back.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
Okay, and then, of course, the last question from Dan at Hoot_86. Can we get a Koi cast for the Inhumans, please?
I got you. Okay. So I was thinking all morning about this, and it's crazy. Now, some of these are bold, and some of these are a little more... Black Bolt, Vin Diesel, I don't think can work because of his schedule, because of him turning 51, because of the physicality of him is so specific that he works physically, but something about the rest doesn't work. Like, I almost see it, and I know that's the fan favorite, and I just don't see them. If they go Black Bolt being 51, it limits their other casting choices. I'm not being ageist. I just don't see them being able to make Black Bolt 51 and then make other actors younger. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but at the same time, Vin Diesel doesn't look 51.
He doesn't.
Also, Black Bolt doesn't...
have an age.
He does. Yeah, he also doesn't fight all that often.
Right, because he doesn't need to.
So it's not like, you know, and also Vin Diesel could fight. Like,
no, the physicality is that I just... I would love that. I just don't think scheduling would allow him to do a TV show, and he's already Groot. Right. So
yeah,
but in terms of age, like I was thinking about this and like what the potential for the Inhumans like storyline would be. I think that you could see a version of this where Medusa and Black Bolt are older and they're coming in as the aged, experienced leaders of the Inhumans. Because right now on S.H.I.E.L.D., you've got like a lot of people like. The world is attacking Inhumans and trying to root them out. I could see them coming out of hiding. Like, they've been on the dark side of the moon in Adelon for years. And they're like, you know what? This needs to stop. And then there were rumors that they were going to appear, that we're going to get some of the royal family on S.H.I.E.L.D. this year. It could be that we get introduced to, at least, maybe not the two of them, but some people from their court stepping in to say, humankind, stop being dicks.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
I mean, ever since they introduced the Inhumans, they talked about the elders and the... I don't think they use the word royal family.
They've never said that on air.
But they've said, you know, the elders and so.
So I'm thinking for no. And by the way, Vin Diesel is 49. By the time the show came out, it'd be 51. If clarification's needed,
if that makes a difference,
right? So Black Bolt, I was thinking, and this actually answers a fan question they sent me earlier. Someone asked me who I thought Neo himself, Keanu Reeves, could play. I love Keanu Reeves as Black Bolt. Think about the physicality, the regalness, the poise. Keanu Reeves as Black Bolt.
Can you see how excited I am? Like,
no one said it yet. Somehow,
I am super excited because I was actually thinking it while we were talking about it right now. I'm like Keanu Reeves because it always drifts back to the fact that Keanu Reeves was in As You Like It. Much Ado About Nothing. He was in Much Ado About Nothing, and he has a line in it where he says, I am a man of few words. And then I was like, yes, just be yourself and don't talk.
Now, the irony is Keanu Reeves is 52.
Yeah.
And I literally was just like, he can't, 51. You're right, internet, I'm sorry. I used age as a ploy. I didn't mean to, and I already apologized. Keanu Reeves, though.
Keanu Reeves.
Like, the man just irradiates regalness. He has such control. He just seems all-powerful, even when he's not doing anything. And the big thing people give him crap for is his speech pattern stuff. But the duck.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
So Keanu Reeves is Black Bolt. It's my number one pick. Nicolaj Coster-Waldau from Game of Thrones. Another choice. I think that his jawline, his presence is so there. I love that idea.
I'm sorry. Who did you have him for? Oh, as Black another Bolt, Black still. Bolt.
Yeah, okay. I did three for Black Bolt because it's, and he's also familiar with TV. I want a Game of Thrones style show, so crazy idea.
Hey.
And then I've wanted this actor to be a superhero from the beginning. I wanted him to be Spider-Man, and now they went young Spider-Man. I want Jake Gyllenhaal for Black Bolt because I think he has such passion and power in his eyes, and he can carry himself so well, and he's had this crazy renaissance, and I just love to see 8 hours of Jake Gyllenhaal instead of like a 2-hour movie. The dude just has so much behind him. I know Ben disagrees, but
I'm just saying
I'm
like,
not agreeing with that one, but
that's why his third pick. It's an order of choice.
Yeah, as much as people as much as movie actors are moving into TV because they realize that, like, you know, there's some downtime that I could fill with TV, and TV will pay me almost as much as my salary on movies. That's a big name.
And I don't see it happening. Same with Keanu Reeves. It's a dream. I mean, Keanu Reeves is my dream, and then Nicolaj is...
It's quite fascinating.
TV actors, like, who we might actually get. I was actually thinking Matthew Fox.
Sure.
Who we haven't seen in a while.
I mean, he's like 87 years old now.
And that's really, it's just my fault. I age these people. I love that idea, too.
He has a relationship with ABC after Lost. I think he's a good actor, but again, Black Bolt, like, he just has to have a presence,
and then that's why I said Keanu was the presence.
I think he could carry.
I think he could be a king,
or even the dude. What was the name of the bad boy from Lost?
Josh Holloway.
I'm like, the bad guy in Lost.
No, the bad boy.
Got it.
I got you.
Josh Holloway.
Yeah, he'd also be great, and he has the chin for it too, because that's so important to me visually for Black Bolt. Yeah. Now,
because that's
on
the only thing that shows on his face.
We got so moving on to Medusa quickly. I think this character needs to have the equal presence or more presence. She needs to be able to carry the team. I love Isla Fisher, and I don't think she gets enough like credit for how good she is. Mm. She's great in comedy. She's great in drama. She's married to Sacha Baron Cohen, so she's tolerant. she needs to be for like leading a royal family. She, to me, has the poise and regalness of a queen, and I think that's important. Speaking of which, Jessica Chastain, whenever you see her on screen, looks like she's commanding something, even when she's not. She could be sitting drinking tea and be like, she made that tea from the beginning. She picked those leaves. Like, she just has a nest that seems that way. And then if they go really young, and this is the one I'm iffy on, kind of like my Jake Gyllenhaal iffy on, if they go young and they want someone that's leading a new royal family, I really like Alexandra Daddario. And I haven't seen her really, like, have that role yet. And I think she'd be a really interesting choice. And she has the physicality of a superhero. She's done really great stuff with everything she's in. She does great action in San Andreas. Yeah. So I think she'd be an interesting choice. But she's, like, my third for a reason.
Plus, if there's... She did a small run on American Horror Story.
Yeah.
And you got to see, like, not just her, like... you know, like,
right.
Kind of good, goody girl.
She's a great True Detective, too.
And it's, oh, yeah.
True Detective, like, she was incredible.
There's something about her face that's just like, yeah, I could see her, if you gave her, like, command, she would be good.
Just yeah, there's something about her, man.
Of those picks, I think she's the only one that like stands out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I had my pick, and this is like for an older version of Medusa, Lucy Liu.
Hmm.
Oh,
she's so powerful.
I think she carries herself in a very regal way that, like, I would totally see her, like, messing somebody up.
Yeah.
And I could also see her, like, leading someone, which I think is the big thing about Medusa, is that she's a mentor. I don't know that Isla Fisher has, like, she, to me, is more... for comedy, and she does a great job. She's a great actress, but I don't think she has that regal presence.
Well, Lucy Liu definitely does. She's the reason why I watch Elementary.
What's really interesting about that choice, if you want to go with me on this, is that'd be a fun little way to tie Daisy to the royal family.
Oh, I like that.
Because,
a lot.
Like,
yeah.
what if Lucy Liu and, you know, Daisy's mom, who I completely forget her name from the show, were related.
Yeah, I like that. Just tie it all in, make it the royal family extended.
Mm-hmm. If Medusa's Daisy's aunt.
Yeah.
I could see that. I mean, if her mom was in power of another colony, and you're talking about a lot of family rift, Game of Thrones style, which I think is what they're ultimately going to go for, and what probably was the pitch for Inhumans was, look, you get, it's a royal family, get Game of Thrones in space. Like, just do it.
Mm-hmm. There you go. But yeah, if you have any other casting things that you think that you would like, you know, tweet us.
I'm going to power through the last ones because I did three for each because I got a bit overzealous. I'm just going to power through Crystal. I was thinking Saoirse Ronan, Juno Temple, and Kiersey Clemons. Juno Temple has, like, this crazy etherealness. She has this really, like, otherworldly aspect. I think it'd be fun for the character. She's always good. She was so good in the McConaughey movie, something Joe.
Wasn't it just Joe?
Was it just Joe? Joe! And then I think Saoirse Ronan, I've wanted to be magic forever, so this would be a great parallel to that. Now, Kiersey Clemons was so good in Dope. If you haven't seen Dope, check out Dope. And I feel like she really needs to be in a superhero thing. I feel like she really needs the exposure that this would give her. She's a brilliant actress. She has an incredible look. She also has the ability to make every little line pop. Like, she has she's incredible. So Kiersey Clemons is my other choice. Karnak is going to be Ben Foster. That's right.
There it is.
There, you knew it was coming.
We were waiting.
You knew it was coming. Ben Foster for Karnak. Jackie Earle Haley, who did an incredible job with Rorschach. You need someone like that for this. And now this one is a dream. It's never going to happen because he was just Netflix. Imagine Mahershala Ali as Karnak.
Oh, my God. I imagine him for everything.
Right?
Everything.
Like, Mahershala Ali being like...
He's a Shiba to me. He's also the voice of Daki.
Like, just the
he's everything.
I find your weakness and manipulate it. Yes. Mahershala Ali. Like, that dude just seems to be in control of everything already. Why wouldn't he? and then Maximus the Mad, I only grabbed two. I would love Colin Farrell. It'll never happen, but he looks like what I think Maximus the Mad looks like. He plays a great good guy, great bad guy. He can play full crazy. And then another actor we will never get. I know I picked mainly movie actors. I know them better than TV. Casey Affleck, I think, is always the guy that pulls focus in every movie. Whenever he shows up, you're like, that guy's got a lot going on behind him. When in the Finest Hours, he played kind of a douche. And he also has Manchester by the Sea coming up. I think this guy is as good as his brother and doesn't get on a lot of the same lists. And I think it's more likely to get him on TV than, you know, Ben Affleck.
Oh,
Mr. voice.
Max Herron. Stephen Yeun would be cool in Inhumans.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Love me some Stephen Yeun.
But you didn't do a fan cast for Lockjaw.
Oh, we're almost at the end of the show.
The meme dog? The dog with the much, much Inhumans, such great
work. I want to put out my dog, Lyle.
thanks, guys.
You should have sent us a picture.
It is Killer Joe. That's right. Joe is the one with Nicolas Cage. Killer Joe is McConaughey. Thank you. So yeah, I think those are my choices. And
while we're still talking about Inhumans, just real quick, I'm thinking about what we're gonna say, who we're gonna see in this cast. Like, I think Karnak's a great option because I think his power is a lot of non-visual effects stuff, and his strength is like with the character, and so they can occasionally give him like big effect stuff, but they don't have to. And some other people, because I think we're gonna get a lot of the new humans, which is like the more recent storyline. I know it sounds silly. Stop laughing.
Like Inferno. You're gonna get Inferno.
No, I wasn't laughing at you, Doom. I was laughing at the chat room. Robbers19 just said, just "What about that. Lockjaw?" And then Betsy says, "Doug the Pug," and I'm like, "Yes."
So good.
Yes,
Andy Serkis for Lockjaw and Ninja Panda. Fantastic.
I'm wondering if we're going to get somebody like Inferno, who's like a newer character.
Yeah.
And that's a big effect, but it's a lesser known character, but one that they're pushing more recently.
Yeah,
the
Inferno's been getting effects. A lot of.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that I would love to see, and this is such a random pull, but there's an Inhuman amongst Medusa, Black Bolt, all that. How about Frank?
Ooh, interesting.
I really liked his storyline. He comes into it, he's one of the newer Inhumans, after the Terrigen Mist gets spread, and he's a detective in the NYPD who just, has, a light of power with his eyes, but he looks mostly human, and it's really just about him being a detective. He's, the police force in New
Avalon. It looks like, in that photo, it looks like his power is to make you get him a beer. Get me a beer! And he gives you get a beer.
There you go.
I just think he would be a fun character. If they're going to be bringing in new Inhumans who they've rescued from humankind, he's one that I would love to see on screen.
Into it.
Okay.
I forget the guy's name. There was a boxing movie with Robert De Niro that just came out. Was it
Fist of Stone?
Yeah. That actor as Gorgon, I think, would be really good.
Oh, yeah, they were asking for Gorgon.
Yeah, they were just asking in the live chat. I can't remember the guy's name. Let me look up that guy's name. I think he would be an incredible Gorgon. And I think it should be a more diverse cast than the all-white cast. The comics are all-white people, and I'm trying to shape it that way, but a lot of it's family, so it's tricky. And going the Fantastic Four route would certainly work, just a little more story. And that's why I think Kirstie Clemens is my number one choice for that. And his name is Edgar Ramirez. I think it'd be a great Gorgon.
Yeah, you have complete flexibility in these characters to put anyone in the role. So there's no excuse why this should not be the most diverse show on ABC's roster.
I mean, it could be Royal Family. They don't have to look as...
Right. And they're fucking inhuman.
I mean, sorry, they're freaking inhumans.
Yeah, so they can be whatever they need to be. Yeah. Right. That is my extensive koi cast on the Inhumans. What about you guys? Just for the next wave.
Oh, for the next wave of Inhumans. Oh, for the comments and picks. Yes, yes. Okay, so we had some really good pictures. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get any of the Nerd Den ones, but I do have these that are absolutely awesome. From Iron Age at Iron Age Prod. It doesn't take the eye of Agamotto to see the resemblance, and it's a picture of Matt Key doing a Doctor Strange pose right here on the show without meaning to.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, it's incredible.
That Doom's gonna bring that up, but it's I put it into the document, the one that I put all the pictures in.
It's real good. We're gonna
It's called Third from Final.
Spoiler alert, we only have two left.
Well,
after
I can
this.
I know from Third from Final, because I wanted to do it in order, and then I did it in reverse order. But no, it's basically a picture of us, and then Matt's listening to us, and he's just like
full,
this.
Full Strange in it.
Yeah.
So good.
Full Strange. And he's got arrows on it too. Where
while
like,
this is being looked up, Matt Key's wedding was not only the most magical, loving, spectacular thing I think I've ever been to, but it was so full of comic references and mm-hmm. geek love that they referred to an Infinity Stone wedding ring, and my God, was it magical. And they're on the way to Japan right now, so I'm stepping in for the next 2 weeks.
If you want a quick peek.
That was the wedding.
This is Matt and his beautiful blushing bride.
Aww. Like, that's love. That
now,
is.
You have to understand, if I don't know if you've talked about it, but, like, they had the whole theme of Squirrelalia.
Yep.
I can never say it. But his now wife, Brittany, is a huge Squirrel Girl fan.
The biggest.
Like, she dresses up as Squirrel Girl all the time. I'm surprised her wedding dress didn't have a tail coming out of it, honestly.
I was waiting for him to have a slight cowl and her to have, like, a little tail and be like, okay, yeah. Squirrel Girl okay. and Dr. Strange are getting married. Yeah. Alternate universe.
Exactly.
So this is the amazing picture that there a fan is. Made. Like, that's just, look at that.
Yeah, Iron Age, thank you for this picture.
That's one of my favorite things to ever come out of the show, is this image right here. Because it's right next to an ad.
Did he put a goatee on Matt? What is going on there?
Oh, wait, did he?
Did he put a goatee on Matt?
Oh, did he add a goatee? No, I think it's
okay.
just Matt.
That's just Matt Key.
Matt Key.
Did Matt Key have a goatee?
He always has a goatee.
Yep, that's his regular goatee.
Oh, it's because he shaved it off for the wedding,
oh,
so I'm like...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Our screen is darker in here, yeah. So it's like a such
so
but
cute.
Yes, thank you, Iron Age. And then our penultimate picture. This is from, oh no, it didn't copy. I believe this is from Drew. Oh, I believe Drew sent us this. How I imagine Matt Key Jr. would be.
Yes.
It's like, duh, 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 the baby saying it. She's like, oh, your first word. And then the baby goes, Dormammu, I've come to bargain.
I give it 5 years, folks. This moment's going to happen. It's going to be real life.
Yeah, I believe that was Drew, who is Jedi Time San.
Oh,
please
yeah,
correct
yeah.
me if it's not. I'm
I think
sorry
it is. Jedi's great.
Yeah. Okay, and then like the final picture. This picture is awesome. This is Max Herron.
Yeah,
at Max Herron. He said, I had to update this. It can be printed on shirts, just saying. And this is fantastic. I love
yeah.
this so much.
Even Doom, front and center.
Yeah, beautiful. I believe I'm Ironheart there.
I'm just so happy being Deadpooled out. That's, yes. Yeah, right now it's very confusing with this cloak on. But that is beautiful, Max.
Yeah,
that's so good.
That's awesome. Well done, my man.
And quickly, someone in the live chat just asked about Moon Knight fan casting, and I've said before, and I'll say again, Rami Malek from
yes.
Mr. Robot is Moon Knight to me.
Yes.
Like, that guy would be perfect.
Just that guy is any Marvel character that's weird.
Yeah, into it. He could be Karnak, too. Ooh, he'd
yeah.
be a good Karnak.
There you go.
There it is. So, I believe that is our show. Thank you, Max, for that wonderful image, and... Thank you guys as ever. It has been a strange week of rumors and chaos and Fox and Marvel shaking hands and shrugging. We don't know what's going to happen next, but we do know Loot Crate made this really cool thing. You have until 9.
Yes.
I appreciate you guys.
Once again, it's
lootcrate.com/Marvel Movie News.
And that gets 10% off until 9 mm-hmm. or midnight, depending on how time works.
And that'll keep going too. So if you don't get it today, that just means that you're not going to get this crate. But you will be signed up for the Super Science, and you can use that going forward. Just lootcrate.com/Marvel Movie News.
And they're fantastic, and this thing is awesome. I've worn it all day.
Sweet Christmas.
There we go.
You can use it for that. thank you so much, guys. I've been Coy Jandreau, CoyJandreau.
I'm Markia McCarty, MarkeiaMccarty.
I'm Ben Dunn, Dungeon, DUNNJMIA.
We'll see you guys next week. Have a good night.
Bye. From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.
All right, hey. All right, good job, guys. Let's just not come in tomorrow. Let's just take a day.